All right, we're going to start the show after I choke on this carrot. Here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Oh, wow. We only lost two people. We only lost a couple. Welcome to Stab. Please welcome to the stage your comedian, Tyler Kenny. Right there. Tommy Watkins.
Yes, Tommy Watkins.
And Jesse Jones. Welcome to Stab. I'm eating a carrot because I care about my eyesight. That's what happens. So thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it. How are you, Tyler?
I'm good, thanks.
You're good?
For asking.
I'm glad you're good. You look good.
Thanks.
Not for once, but you usually look good.
It's a compliment, right?
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. I don't know if you knew this, Tyler. You make me wet.
You do. It's news to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it either. Then you showed up, then I'm gushing, you know? I'm a gusher. Tavi, hello. How are you?
What's up?
Tavi, this is your first time ever.
Yeah.
On Stab.
For a lot of things.
This is your first time ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this about yourself, but you make me happy.
I have that effect on people.
Well, thank you for being here, Tavi.
You're
it's
welcome.
Your first time. Don't fuck it up. Jesse Jones, this is also his first time.
Yeah. Really excited.
Yes. I am loving your outfit, except the jeans, today.
It's more of a casual sort of addition.
Yeah, you look like a millionaire that just like doesn't want anyone to know you're a millionaire. Like, I wear jeans, man.
I'm just like you, everybody.
Yeah, look at these dungarees. It's not stuffed with hundreds of dollars.
It's
in each
not.
Pocket.
Not at all.
Left them in San Francisco, all that money.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones. I don't know if you guys knew, Jesse Jones invented the Aryan Brotherhood. He started that shit.
We had a whole different message when we started.
Well, it's up to you to stop it.
And, I knew it. Yep. Knew it.
I get that a lot.
All right, we're going to play Stab right now.
Stab.
Yeah, Ben Rice, he's clapping. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Good up for Ben Rice.
It was like a slow clap for something that didn't happen. It's good. It's like that was... All right, I'm still chewing on that carrot, guys. Sucking the moisture out of it. This first segment's called This Was Today Once. Tyler Kenny, you're going to be going first. Tyler, on this date, 1978, Nelly Furtado, Canadian singer, songwriter, producer, and actress, was born. Here's something else that happened on this date. 1974, cowhide, rather than just horsehide, began to be used to make baseballs. How about these things in regard to celebration? Nelly Furtado and baseballs.
Can you believe she's 37? It seems like just yesterday she was a fresh-faced kid threatening that she's a bird and
right.
She's going to fly away.
She never flew away.
She never did. She's still here. She's still like a bird. She's bird-like in the face. Just like a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
Also, I didn't realize that this is they knew the exact anniversary they stopped using horsehide. Like, they marked it on their calendar.
They're like, we're done.
Like, why was it so sudden? Was there a public outcry? Or was it just one day a guy in a tannery says to his boss, hey, boss, we have piles of dead cows. Piles and piles of dead cows. But yet we keep killing these beautiful ponies for the baseballs. And the ponies always look at me in the eye like they know my soul better than I ever will. And then I just have to hit them in the head with the killing hammer. So I had this idea. Maybe we could use some of the cow hides that are literally rotting behind this tannery to make the baseballs. You know, just so that the last of my soul doesn't wither away and I have to walk the earth unable to atone for my slaughters, praying for death. What do you say, boss? Maybe if I don't kill another pony, I can look at my daughter in the eye again. Also, cowhide is cheaper than horse hide. So I guess it's the anniversary of that conversation.
Yeah, okay. Right. Very good, Tyler Kenny. Tyler Kenny. Right. Tavi. I'm sorry to yell. On this date, 1908, Puyi becomes emperor of China at the age of 2. Is that how you pronounce that? I don't know. P-U-Y-I. Puyi. Becomes emperor of China at the age of 2. Also on this very date, 1981, Britney Spears, American singer, songwriter, dancer, and actress, was born. How did you choose to celebrate these events today?
So first of all, I want to say that this is like a special day for me in general. I have been personally celebrating Britney Spears' birthday since her meltdown in 2008. Every year she sees is a blessing. So this is a really important day for me. So I did what I usually do. Okay. I borrowed 34 Chinese children, age 2. Mm-hmm. Okay, we watched Crossroads. Okay, and listened to Britney Spears' greatest hits, Oops, I Did It Again, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Then discuss some foreign policy.
Okay.
Per use, the gods from heaven opened up and plucked one of my new 34 best friends and said that they were to be a supreme ruler of everything. Okay. I pledged myself to the dynasty. And we had some cake.
Very good, Tavi. That sounds like an eventful day. Very good. Strong showing. All right, Jesse Jones.
Yes.
You're looking good, buddy. On this date, 1973, the once stabbed Serbian-American tennis player Monica Seles was born. Yeah. You know what else happened on this date, 1964? Beatles drummer Ringo Starr's tonsils were removed. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Well, celebrities, right? I mean, they're busy people. And whether you're a world-renowned, top-ranked women's tennis player or the drummer for the biggest band in the history of recorded sounds, one thing's for certain. You ain't got no time for doctor's appointments. But you might be asking, wasn't Monica Seles stabbed in the back on the court during a match by a crazy lunatic madman? And what does that have to do with Ringo's tonsils? Well, that was Dr. Crazy Lunatic Madman. Who was stopped mid gallbladder extraction? And what Ringo's story doesn't mention is that Mr. Starr's tonsils were taken out from 300 yards by a sniper's bullet. Yeah. As my research uncovered today, these are just two examples of the long misunderstood practice of celebrity very outpatient medical procedures. Busy celebrities are always on the go, so their medical procedures have to be too. Obviously, procedures like these do have their risks, and while the failure rate of such operations is a staggering 88%, that hasn't stopped the rich and famous from continuing the practice. Risks be damned. And really, you only hear about the procedures that go wrong. Like when Dr. Lee Harvey Oswald tried to remove 3 presidential skin tags in Dallas. Or when cardiologist Mark David Chapman attempted a very difficult walking quadruple bypass on Ringo's bandmate, John something or other. I, myself, hired a very capable gentleman this afternoon to help take care of a nasty case of strep throat I've been dealing with. Not sure when my doctor is going to strike, and while I ask that he avoid executing the procedure between the hours of 8 and 10 this evening, I can't be held responsible for any inadvertent collateral surgeries anyone might might receive while the doctor is operating. And yes, I do realize that I'm doing a bit about possible mass shootings on a night after another mass shooting. But it's really getting difficult to find nights when that's not the case anymore.
That was This Was Today Once. Very good. The three of you. This next segment is called Reorganization. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In honor of it being Drunk and Drugged Prevention Month, really is, today's acronym is ROOFIE, R-O-O-F-I-E. What does that mean to you now? ROOFIE, what does it stand for now?
It stands for Raw Oyster Outing for Intentions Exchange. And it's chapter 6 of a book of it's Respectful Pickup Artist Training Manual. It's called How to Slay Mad Puss. If she's into it and gives verbal consent. Chapter 6, The Roofie. If you have tried all the steps in chapters 1 through 5 and you still haven't got stank on your crank, then it's time to pull out the big guns. It's time for The Roofie. The Raw Oyster Outing for Intentions Exchange. Take that doe-eyed nympho out for a night of raw oysters, a known aphrodisiac. Then have an honest conversation about each other's intentions and physical, emotional needs. Listen to her carefully, and just hope for the best. Because it's all you can do. Literally, it's legally all you can do to get sex. Follow my advice, studs. Just roofie your prey. And if she isn't into you, then oh well, at least you made a friend. And had some good seafood in the process.
Very good, Tyler. Tyler Guinea. Tavi, what does roofie mean to you? No.
Republicans only organization for ignorant education.
Okay. It's a real thing. It's kind of
we're dedicated to helping those who don't need any help at all. Learn all they can about stuff they don't need to know. We represent those who believe that we have the right to know the things we shouldn't know. And we're really pleased with our insider trading outreach program. And we're currently working to pass a bill that would fully release all President Obama's fortune cookie fortunes. We want to know what he's hiding.
Very good, Tommy. Roofie. Jesse Jones, what does roofie mean to you?
Him. The life of the obscenely wealthy and powerful can be a lonely one, both by choice and necessity. Human companionship invariably only leads to disappointment, pain, and humiliation. It is impossible then to trust that any other living soul may indeed love you honestly and truly, knowing that your own grotesque personal worth easily dwarfs that of most developing nations. This leaves you only two options for the necessary fulfillment of your frequent carnal gratification. The first, prostitutes. But sadly, no matter how vigorous the vetting process, it is impossible to guarantee the discretion of these sexual professionals. When it comes to the matter of your closely guarded fetish eye, and unspeakable loathsome deviances. And who can be bothered with constant upkeep of a proper corpse disposal network? So where does that leave one such as yourself? The unimaginably wealthy in need of lewd seminal release. Fornicational apparati, colloquially known as sex toys. But no common blow-up doll will do for one such as yourself. Which is why we at Ultralux Synthetic Erotic Mannequinry offer only the finest in factoids. All of our products may be customized to fit your every need. Shall it resemble your childhood nene? The commoner denied you by your station and stature. A mythical beast which lives only inside your head. Ours is not to question why, only to do, and bid goodbye. I can be assured that each ultra-lux synthetic erotic mannequin will be equipped with the finest handcrafted roofies. Because we understand that only a roofie can give your silken, pampered member the pleasure it so richly deserves. Because when it comes to a roofie, our realistic, ornate orifices feel incredibly elegant. Do purchase today, won't you? Thank you.
That was reorganization. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. We're doing it again. We do it a lot.
Yeah.
Please have written three topical haiku in regard to the following. Back to the Kardashian house. Let's see. The baby has turned. Kim Kardashian, who's currently pregnant with her second child, revealed in a new update on Tuesday, December 1st, that her baby son has turned from his breech position in her womb. Haiku about that.
This haiku is called Life is a Breech. He won't stop trying. In utero suicide. Next try, a cord noose.
Very good.
Cord noose.
Cord noose. A cord noose.
A noose of a cord.
Tavi, your first of three topical haiku.
I don't care at all. I can't see how anyone would. I really don't care.
Yeah.
But it's a Kardashian.
My first is the exact opposite sentiment. Titled, Such a Relief. Oh God, oh thank God. Oh Jesus, oh sweet Jesus. Thank you God Jesus.
Very good. Your second of three.
This is entitled Used Condom Roommate. Used Condom Roommate. Her room is like a trash dump. Her womb is, I want to go back. Edit point. Used Condom Roommate. Her womb is like a trash dump. A landfill of jizz.
That's good. You offended some people.
Yeah.
You offended some people.
Big fans.
Tavi.
Kanye and Kim K. This is a lesson. Don't come out ass first.
Second is titled, Thank You, Kimberly. I was so worried I might not get my daily vagina update.
Mike, still counting the symbols. No, short. The third of three, Tyler Kenny.
I apologize in advance.
Uh oh.
This poem is called Quick Instagram That Shit. Incoherent flesh, can't find correct opening. Doc delivers turd.
Very good. Tavi, the third of three, please.
What do I do now? The world just flipped upside down. Nope. Just a baby.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Last of three, please.
This one's titled Priorities Prioritized. Don't bother me now with your mass shooting buzzkill. Kim's kid did flippies.
That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. Yes. Which brings us to the next segment called Write. An erotic poem about it. Something's going on with my microphone. Write an erotic poem about it. Tyler Kenny, you were to have written an erotic poem in regards to the U.S. dollar. Tavi, you were to have written an erotic poem in regards to grandmas and grandpas. Jesse Jones, you were to have written an erotic poem about crying aloud. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with Tyler Kenny and his erotic poem in regards to the U.S. dollar.
A dingy dollar bill. awoke in my loins like a little blue pill. No other denomination has stirred within me such sexual sins. Locking eyes with George Washington. I'm rewriting this because I wrote it for a $10 bill. And now I'm like in my head going, how do we... looking into the eyes of Andrew Jackson is enough to make a guy want to whack some. The feel of you on my skin. How much DNA do you hold within? Your odor is proof of your use. My mind drifting towards self-abuse. How many drifters have traded you for a tug job? How many times were you stuffed next to a male stripper's knob? The nasty thoughts of where you've been doesn't fade my horny grin. With the thought of you on the floor in the men's lavatory, masturbation becomes mandatory. On a table, I straighten out all your wrinkles. My mind is racing and my genitals are tingling. Tingles.
Tingles.
It rhymed.
Yep.
As I slide you into a birthday card for my niece, I feel the sweet release.
Very good, Tyler Kinney. That was hot. Tavi's going to make it hotter with an erotic poem about grandmas and grandpas.
To all the fine tenderonis marinated in Bengay, I got you. There's nothing quite as compelling as what I'm smelling every time I enter your home. I can't wait to help you put ointment on. My fingers in your creases, as yours were once in mine. Remember when you changed my diapers that one time? It's your turn now. Don't make me have to pin you down. I can't help that I want your wisdom all over me. I can't help that I want your cookies in my face. I crave the warmth of your bosom, Nana. I crave bouncing on your lap, Grandpa.
Jesus.
Everything about our relationship is normal.
Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Neurotic poem about crying aloud.
No. Montague, please do remove the roofie and give it a good rinse, won't you?
That was writing an erotic poem about it. That was awesome. This next segment, our final segment of the evening, called Department of Tourism. Woo! Congrats, you've all been hired as the new tourism directors of the following cities. Please make us want a vacation or move there. Tyler Kinney, make us want to go to All That in a Bag of Chipsylvania. All That in a Bag of Chipsylvania.
Do you like simple phrases that you can latch on to instead of feeling? Do you wear vacation t-shirts exclusively? You know who you are, you unlovable cow. And we have quite the vacation destination for you. All That in a Bag of Chipsylvania. Finally, a place where you can be your sexy self, because someone has to do it. This place has got everything for a shaved ape like yourself. Come by for a game at the Talk to the Hand ball courts. Or relax at the Too Blessed to Be Stressed spa. Federal bikini inspectors are standing by at the Save the Horny Toad swimming hole. Or why not practice your marksmanship at the Keep Honking, I'm Reloading shooting range. You fucking idiot. We're going green at All That and a Bag of Chipsylvania. Any bald spot you see is a solar panel for Sex Machine. And remember, here in All That and a Bag of Chipsylvania, we support single moms. As long as there is a picture of a stripper next to that text. Get it? That's funny, right? You goddamn moron. Have a drink at the Save Water Drink Beer Saloon, where you are never as drunk as they think you are. Jesus Christ. That would have been good. Where you are never as think as they drunk you are.
There you go. Yeah.
And why not? In dog beers, you've only had one. Ha ha, right, you dumb shit. All that in a bag of Chipsylvania. Because when your horn is broken, watch for finger.
Very good, Tyler Kinney. Tavi, this one's for you. This was inspired by Alfonso Portella when we did Mamatopia. He said it was located next to Baby Mamaopolis. So please make us want to come to Baby Mamaopolis.
So we're the world record holders for the largest population. You should come to our town. Our slogan is men ain't shit, but that's still my baby daddy. Okay. All of our stores accept EBT, and the beauty supply is open on Sundays. Okay, we do have the largest unemployment rate, but let that nigga pay for it. I don't have time. I mean, you might not want to move here, but we don't need you anyway. We can do it on our own. No, I mean, we're really happy. That's why we go out drinking our clubs every Saturday night, all the time. But we put our kids first. Family's really important to us here at Baby Mamaopolis. But what is it? I don't even know. Okay. I don't. No, we put our kids first, though. We make sure that they all know to get pregnant at 16. Okay. We'd love to have you. There aren't many men around. But the ones who are around, we will cut you.
Very good, Tavi. Very good. Tavi, introducing Stab to its first N-word. Use of N-word. I feel like we should
You're
have
welcome.
Blown a horn, I think, or some like celebrate. Finally, we got that out of the way. Very good. Season two. All right. So hold on. Very good, Tavi. Jesse Jones. God damn. What the... Okay. Please make us want to come to Say It to My Face-a-ville. Say It to My Face-a-ville.
Whoa. The fuck did this guy just say? No, get off me. No, I'm cool. I don't know about this fuck, but I'm fucking cool as fuck. The fuck did you just say? Nah. He knows what the fuck he said. The fuck did you just say? Huh? I'm talking to you! What? You don't like a world-class public transportation system when you fucking see it? You fucking douchebag! No, who the fuck are you? Where the fuck you get off? Not at all any of our convenient bus or light rail stations. That's for fucking sure. No, bullshit. This fucking guy right here is bullshit. What? Where are you gonna find family entertainment? Nightlife like this? Nowhere. Ain't nowhere is where, you fucking piece of garbage. You sure as shit not for these reasonable prices. Whatever the fuck you think. No, you won't. No, where? Where? Huh? Where? Fucking where? No, he said it. Where? Where? Huh? Where? Fucking where? Huh? Huh? Yeah, fucking nowhere is where. fuck this guy. I'm going to break your fucking face. Yeah, I'm going to break your fucking face. And orphan your fucking children. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Then the kind people of this city are going to raise your fucking kid as their own. Because this fucking place does that kind of shit. Because these is good fucking people is why. No, shut the fuck up. Because then your orphan children's going to get a world-class education in our fucking charter schools and nationally recognized fucking junior college system. Yeah, yeah, how you fucking like that? Doesn't matter. You're fucking dead. And your kid's living better than they fucking deserve. Nah, you know what? You're not worth it. Yeah, nah, you're not worth it. And your fucking kid ain't worth it. And while our local law enforcement officials are fair and civic-minded, I don't want to have to bring those fucks into this bullshit. So fuck you. You're lucky. You're fucking lucky. Count your fucking blessings tonight, pal. Because you just dodged a fucking beating. Yeah, fucking come back soon, Deke.
That is the end of Stab. One more time, Tyler Kinney. Tommy Watkins making her first appearance on the show. Very good. Woo! Someone screams. Jesse Jones. One more time, another beautiful show. Thank you guys for coming out to Stab. If you want to check out more episodes of Stab, please go to one of our many online outlets, the first of which being stab4gold.com, stab4gold.com, or go to YouTube, find us there. Follow us on Twitter, @StabShow. Go to SoundCloud, we're there too. We're also, we're on the internet a lot, so you can find it wherever. Thank you guys. Give yourselves a hand for staying with the shows. Thank you very much. All right. Good night.